An earthquake in Indonesia helps ministry in a Muslim culture. New photos prove more anti-Christian sentiment in Uzbekistan, and bags are pointing Americans to Christ as Easter approaches. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Indonesia, where a deadly earthquake has residents of Sumatra on edge. 85 people were killed by Tuesday's two quakes. Hundreds were injured and thousands fear more quakes. However, one ministry is thanking God for protection. AMG International works in Indonesia. AMG's Roger Thomas says,
"We have 23 childcare projects in Indonesia serving over 500 children and a number of church planters working with young congregations, but I have no word that any of them have been affected."
AMG is there to provide for the needy with food, funding to send children to school, and more. Thomas says it's a door-opening work in a Muslim culture.
"They are receptive to our help and to the presentation of the gospel along with that. And many have responded to the Christian message and have come to Christ. So therefore, we follow that up with church planters that begin churches."
They need funding for the relief fund and more child sponsors. Go to our website to help. Next, there's more evidence Uzbekistan is taking a more hardline approach against Christians. Voice of the Martyrs received photographs of police officers interrogating believers in and around the church in Karshi, Uzbekistan. Last week, police burst into the service, confiscated literature, and interrogated members. The church isn't registered with the Uzbek government. Pray that believers will be protected and that they'll have opportunities to witness to police and court officers. You're listening to Mission Network News. A simple bag can bring a family to Christ. With Easter approaching, Here's Life Inner City will give 29,000 needy children in the U.S. goodie bags this year. Here's Life Inner City's Ted Gandy says bags are the first step.
"The great thing about this is that it's an empowerment tool. The whole concept is to help the inner city churches that are in those communities 24/7 reach out to those in need around them."
One woman led several people to Christ through the salvation bracelets included in these bags. Churches can fit them into their own ministry, says Gandy.
"It gives a tangible way for a Christian caregiver to make an emotional connection to a family and a relational connection. And then from that, they can begin following up, helping those families at their point of physical, emotional, and spiritual need so that they can help them get stabilized and then help them eventually break that cycle of poverty."
Go to our website if you'd like to help. Meanwhile, the Democratic Republic of Congo has been plagued with civil unrest for a long time. However, with last fall's first successful free election in years, ministries are beginning to go back. This week, Every Child Ministries traveled there to train nationals to reach children with the gospel. ECM's John Rouster says they're holding a national Sunday school teacher training seminar.
"We're bringing on our leaders from the central part of the country into Kinshasa for a Christian Ed conference. ECM has over 2,000 Sunday schools that have been started, and only God knows how many children have been reached through these."
Churches have been started as a result. Rouster says ECM has developed materials to help.
"Every Child Ministries developed a teacher training manual that's been printed into 6 or 7 languages. When a seminar is taught, each participant gets a teacher training manual, because a lot of the people are not grounded in biblical principles."
Funding is needed, and hope is rising in West Africa this spring. Project Hannah will soon be broadcasting its Women of Hope program in French, thanks to the help of Transworld Radio Canada. Project Hannah is excited to begin with their team of enthusiastic and committed people. The new producer, Macy Domingo, has 20 years of experience. Pray that through the program, the women of West Africa will find hope in Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.